This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're all probably going to spend more time than we want to in the next year or so looking at politicians' faces, candidates, on your TV or your computer screen or your phone screen, what have you. But riddle me this. Why do some of those people look just a little bit, well, better than others do? You might have Chris Blevins to thank for that. She is a makeup artist, and we read about her in the Boston Globe a couple of weeks ago, so we wanted to call her up and see what it's like touching up the faces of some of those top politicians. Chris, thanks for coming on.
It's good to be here.
How did it come to pass that you wound up doing presidential candidate makeup? I mean, it's not your usual career field, I would imagine.
Right. I went to college in London, England, and kind of spent my years as a model growing up and did some modeling over in London and ended up getting a modeling gig with the London School of Makeup, the best makeup school in the world. But I started doing political makeup back in 1991. Actually, my ex-husband met Pat Buchanan's campaign manager in a men's room and mentioned his wife did makeup if they ever need it. And the next day, I was doing the cover of Newsweek magazine with Pat Buchanan, and that sort of opened up the door to a great relationship, and I ended up traveling with him. He had a show on CNN. He introduced me to NBC, and my career took off as a result of Pat Buchanan.
Tell me the story of Hillary Clinton's lipstick and your sort of gut in this whole process.
I was working for CNN here in New Hampshire, kicking off the debate cycle. And our
this
first
debate.
This is
2007, 2008, right? Last time
this
around.
Is 2007.
Yeah.
And I was responsible as the head makeup artist for the debate. Her assistant held up a red lipstick and said, "Here's her lipstick. This is what she wears." And I just got this terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach. And, you know, it was my inner artist. I work very intuitively, you know, when I do art, and I stay in the moment. And that moment was wrong. So I just, you know, courageously looked at her assistant and I said, "You know, I'm not feeling it." And Hillary Clinton just lifted her face to me and she said, "Then do what you feel, Chris."
Wow.
And, you know, it could have gone either way. But the next day, I guess the word was that everyone thought she had a facelift and had never looked better. So kind of put me on the map a little bit as, you know, an artist that can really transform women at the hand of my artistry as well as my product.
This is, though, a business, right? So when you work on, you know, debates or campaigns or whatever, are you freelancing? Is that how it works? Or do they sign you to a long-term contract? Or what's the deal?
I freelance.
Yeah,
I freelance. And I do that so that I can work for all parties, all places, all networks. My company handles the needs for usually about five networks for all their makeup needs when they come into New Hampshire. And this has also opened up doors for me over the years to travel nationally with like CNN as their head makeup artist for the special events unit. So in the 2007-2008 election, I was cross-country with them for 18 months on all debates and both conventions as their lead makeup artist.
When they sit down in your chair and you put the cape thing on them so they don't get, you know, makeup on.
I don't use
a
cape.
Really? So you're working without a net?
Yeah, I love to live on the edge. So I really love to not put on a cape and have that guarantee that not one thing is going to drop. And I've never had a problem.
Oh, come on. So, never? You've been doing this for 28 years?
Yeah, no, never. Never had a problem with lipstick on anything or powder on a collar or anything.
Well, I don't want to jinx you, so I'll let you go here. Chris Blevins, we got her in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.